This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bombastic, audacious, revolutionary, rash, outraged, organised, assertive, activist.
Broad Incorporated presents Films for Feminists. Is this a love of cinema gone mad? Is this the impossible dream of finding films that represent women and girls in a way most intelligent, most equal, most inclusive and intersectional? Is this feminism on film? With Sonia Hammer, who stars as a woman who lives for the impossible dream of a world of cinema where women are paid equally to men. Is this just fantasy? A film fantasy? No, it's real. Uncovering old and new films for women and girls about women and girls. Listen to us Monday nights on Broad. Films for Feminists on Joy 94.9.
This is Sonia for Broad on Joy 94.9, and we are talking to a fantastic film director. She's flown all the way from Rome to be on the show. Well, not quite, not exactly. But we've got the maker of The Space Between, and that is going to be part of the Italian Film Festival. Starts 15th of September. It runs for a couple of weeks, I believe, to the 9th of October here in Melbourne. And then it goes on tour. We'll see what happens. And I want to welcome Ruth Borgaballo.
Perfect.
Great. Is this your first film?
It is my first feature film.
First feature. Okay. Prior to this, what have you been doing?
I've been working on this for about 8 years. So it's taken up a big chunk of my life.
My goodness.
Not full time, obviously.
Wow.
I went to film school. I went to VCA back in 2002 and made a few short films. One of them was connected to the sort of Italian theme of migration, sort of inspired by my dad's story.
Right.
And then I joined a couple of production companies and worked on ads and music videos, and sort of during the last 10 years probably I've been back and forth from Italy trying to sort of create this bridge between the two countries and and build a network in Italy to support the making of this film.
Wow, that's an 8 year, that's a huge project.
It is a very long pregnancy.
Yeah. So it's going to be showing at the Italian Film Festival, and as such, that's pretty exciting. It's the launch is coming up on the Friday, so 16th. Are you ready for that?
Oh, I'm getting ready.
And Maeve is going to be there too. Of course, she's the lead, Maeve Dermody, the lead actress in it.
Yes, yeah. She'll be there. So the premiere is this Friday night at the Como Centre and the Palace Cinemas. And we've actually got the world premiere coming up before that on Wednesday in Sydney. So it'll be, it's a very big week. Then on Saturday, we've got a Q&A as well at the Kino Cinema at 6 o'clock.
Are you both present for that?
Just me,
Yeah. Wow, that's
Maeve's
a bit
daunting. Going off to London.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
She's got a job that's starting. So.
Oh, that's excellent. Do you have the same crew and cast, through the whole production?
Yes.
Like right from the start?
Yes, we did. We we basically had a mixed cast and crew, so mostly Italian actors. Maeve was one of the only Australian actresses. Then we had another one, Trish Mason, played a small role. And our crew, our team was made up sort of 60 Italian, 40 Australian. So we had the DOP was an Aussie from Melbourne and a few other roles. We did all the editing and post-production in Melbourne.
Oh, wow. Okay.
At Sound Firm, so our editor was an Australian and our sound designer was from Melbourne. So, yeah.
So a real Melbourne family affair, really.
Tried to, yeah, as much as possible.
Now, what's the story about? It's a curious film. It's not what I normally watch, I must admit. It's a curious film. I don't want to give too much away.
No, the story is basically about this character, Marco, who's sort of in his mid-30s. Mm. He's an Italian ex-chef, kind of stuck in a rut in a way in his life. He's sort of become quite comfortable being uncomfortable.
Mm.
And he sort of faces this great moment of tragedy in his life that is very unexpected and kind of pushes him out of this comfortable discomfort. And in this sort of moment of loss, he meets this young Australian, Olivia, who's basically the opposite. She's sort of uncomfortable being comfortable in her life. So she's left her job and her world in Melbourne, and she's gone to Italy to sort of reconnect with her Italian roots and give herself some time and space to pursue a dream that she has of getting into design. So where the film is shot, it's actually sort of the heart of the design industry, furniture design in Italy. So she kind of is very inspired to be there and has this opportunity maybe to get a job in design.
Yeah, because they're kind of like characters that meet, but there's that awkwardness where they're, you know, you feel like they're not really meeting as well, but... Yeah, it's interesting.
It's a moment in their lives really where they connect and they change each other forever. So in this moment, because Marco is going through such a journey of loss, Olivia at the beginning doesn't know about it. So in a way, he kind of is distracted by her. She's sort of more free-spirited and sort of takes him away from his... the depth of his grief, I guess, at the in the moment. And I guess in that moment when something so big happens to you, it's inevitable that you're going to change. It can either be for the good or the bad. And I think because they come into each other's lives, they're able to sort of help transform each other in really positive ways.
It is very interesting. And too, I think maybe for some audiences, the relationships might be a bit more unusual than the norm that we do see. You know, it's not quite the romantic comedy because it's got that intensity and that grief and loss
in it. Exactly,
And those relationships. And, I was wondering where it was going, to be quite honest.
Yeah, I guess there's a lot of drama within that and the depth of what's going on for the characters in that moment. Mm. I think often life kind of brings you the right people in those moments at the right time, maybe, that you really need. You need help and you need support to get through something. And sometimes it can come from someone completely unexpected and someone that you don't know that will play an important role in your life.
Was it an important decision that the lead would be, for example, a male? I'm just saying.
That's an interesting question. Originally, when we were developing the screenplay, I sort of had an equal balance between the two characters. So I had the parallel stories of Olivia and Marco, so we sort of saw Olivia's story in Australia. But the more that we were writing it, the more it felt like Marco's story was really the deep and interesting one, and we had to give him more space to be able to go into that in a more powerful way. Otherwise, it was just sort of treating it too lightly. So that was a decision to give him more space in the film.
Yeah, no, really interesting that you've done that. Now, as a woman director, of course, now you're hearing things like Gender Matters, which is happening here in Australia. You know, would that have made a big difference for you in your career if Gender Matters been around, 6 or 7 years ago?
I think so, yeah. I think it's great. I think because it gives you a platform automatically to sort of have a motivation to drive you to apply for funding. I think it's something that definitely should grow in the future, and I really hope it does and encourages equality. I think having worked in Italy and sort of also making a first film in Italy, I found that there's so few women, probably even fewer women in Italy, as directors especially working. Mm. So I think maybe in Australia there's naturally more opportunity, perhaps.
Okay.
But yeah, I think it's about changing attitudes really and making it become normal, so it's not something we have to even think about. It sort of seems strange that we even do.
It does seem like odd that you have to, but I guess we have to. And when you're saying that things are quite different in Italy, so your experience filming and being in charge of a film set in Italy as well, what was that like for being a woman?
Well, that was, I thought that because Italy is quite a masculine culture and because there are so few women, especially as directors in the industry, I thought it would be much harder. But in Italy, they kind of, at the end of the day, they view you as an artist. It's not about being male or female. It's really about trusting you as an artist and supporting your vision. And I found a lot of creative freedom and support within that. So,
that's interesting.
It was a nice surprise, actually.
Right. So I just find that really interesting that would be the case. I thought you'd get resistance, but...
No, I expected it. I really expected it. But I think it's just a different approach to filmmaking, especially if you're a writer-director, they sort of give you all the power and control and trust. So I felt like I had a lot of support, creative support, definitely.
And the other thing is, yeah, launching it now in Australia. I mean, obviously, you've come from that cultural background too, I guess. I'm just, you know, presuming from what little I know. How has that been as far as acceptance?
It's been, I've just been initially for a few months. I've actually just worked on a tourism ad for the region where we filmed.
And okay,
that was
cool.
Nice because I got Katie, the DOP, to come over and do it. And we edited again in Melbourne.
Right.
So it feels like this continuation of actually working between the two countries, which has sort of always been my dream. And I hope that many other people have the opportunity to do it. But coming back to Australia, I've found so much enthusiasm and positivity around
great.
The film and the fact that it's the first and being a female filmmaker. So it's been really nice. It's like coming back to a warm cocoon in a way.
Yeah. Well, what a challenge in many ways. So obviously, did you direct in Italian or English or both?
Both. Okay. Yeah, I worked in English a lot. Mm-hmm. It really helped me working with Katie and being able to communicate with her in English.
Okay.
The lead actor, Flavio Parenti, who played Marco, speaks perfect English. He went to international school. So.
Oh, right. Yeah, it was very good.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah, so that made my life a lot easier. And yeah, it's always challenging switching between the two languages, but mostly in English, and some of the smaller sort of roles and actors, I spoke to them in Italian.
Is it screening in Italy soon?
It will be coming out later in the year in Italy, yes.
Right.
Australia first.
Yeah, it's really, I wasn't going to say bizarre, but I just did. But it's very interesting that, yeah, as a filmmaker, as a woman, and doing it this way, and this global sort of
I think we live in a global world,
you know?
So yeah, I think we sort of have to embrace that and work with different cultures and try to build those connections. Great thing is, I mean, for this film, for example, we have two audiences automatically with two countries, which is often difficult to get just for an Australian film or just an Italian film. So it's really nice to kind of think that you're making something for two quite different audiences.
I'm hoping that a lot of people will certainly go along to it. Do you know what happens to the film after the
festival?
Italian festival?
Yeah, it should get a release through Palace Cinemas the festival. It might be after Italy, so we're just waiting for the exact release dates now from Italy. So
cool. Excellent.
And then we've also got an international sales agent, Fandango, that's been selling to other markets too. So
great. Yep. Now the question is, of course, obviously you're an Italian film fan.
Yes.
Don't say that too fast.
Yes.
Italian film fan. Who inspires you? Are there a number of directors that do that?
There's two key directors. Fellini, definitely, for me, is the god of cinema.
Yes.
The maestro. 8.5 for me is the sort of peak of filmmaking, really.
Right.
And also Antonioni. I really love his films. For the sort of delicacy and slowness and character.
Yeah,
really.
I can sense that in your film.
Yeah, we were inspired by Antonioni in approaching the sort of the way of actually shooting, the shooting style. But I think I'm sort of a bit envious of them as well, because when they made their films, they had 4 or 5 months to shoot. They
How long did you have?
6 weeks.
Oh, right.
6 days a week. And it's like, yeah, it... Everything had more time. There was a lot more time in the whole process, and I think cinema was more special in that time as well, because it wasn't online, it wasn't accessible. It was, you had to go to the cinema to watch the movie. So I think there was a lot more art in their approach that maybe we lose a little bit today in filmmaking.
Yes. Yeah, Antonioni, yeah, I can sense that. It's something about the characters are just left to be the characters, or
you get
a feeling of that,
to really interact with the space that they're in and the environment.
You kind of feel like that you back off a bit as a director, do you?
Leave the characters to be and give them moments as well. It's all about the sort of moments and what those moments say and the feeling they create in the audience. I wanted to sort of leave that space, and I think both Flavio and Maeve, their performances have been quite generous in giving that as well. The subtlety.
Yeah, it is the subtlety, and really intriguing film. I was impressed. I usually watch horror films.
Oh, wow. So it's complete opposite.
Absolutely. I'm thinking, is there anything around the corner? No, there isn't.
No horror.
Yeah, no horror.
Trauma, but not horror.
And there's food. And what is it with Italians and food? in film? Like,
it's all about
food. Is it important to you? Obviously.
Yeah, I mean, my husband and the producer of the film is an ex-chef, so the character is inspired by him, so I'm very close to that. I can't cook. It's sort of why I married him.
Fair enough.
In a way. But I think when I first would go to Italy, the thing that always impressed me was how Italians would talk for hours and hours about food. Mm. I think in Australia we talk a lot about work, and for them it's all about food. They can talk for 2 hours about their gnocchi recipe and buying produce. It's just this passion, and I think it says a lot about sort of being in the moment and nourishing and nurturing as well your body and the pleasure and enjoyment of food. So I think at the beginning I found it difficult to listen to because I love food, but hours was a bit too much. But now I really enjoy that. I think it's a great quality that they have.
Yeah. Yeah, it certainly is the flavour of the film as well. You get that sense of why this person wouldn't want to do this art anymore, his art.
Yeah, it's a way of expression and making people happy as well, I think. Also the wine, particularly where we filmed, it's the best white wine in the world. So drinking the wine and enjoying sort of food and wine was a big part of making the film too.
It's been hard to make the film. I mean, really?
I know.
Would you have to sort of like go, right, there's no eating and there's no wine drinking until we shoot this scene?
In pre-production, we've done these. We'd have meetings over beautiful meals and wine. And
perfect.
When Katie, the DOP, first arrived, she said, I never drink when I'm working, but this is just, I can't say no. And I said, yeah, you just have to give in. This is the way it's done.
Yeah.
And it's kind of nice to experience it. It makes you feel like you're in the film. There's a scene with spaghetti vongole, and when Katie arrived, and Maeve as well, the first thing they wanted to do was eat the spaghetti vongole after reading the script.
I bet.
Which we did.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And Maeve, she is Italian, part Italian?
No,
is she not?
She's Australian.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. So she's from Sydney, and she's always had this connection with Italy. Mm. Her godmother lives in Florence, so she spent a lot of time with her there.
Oh, cool.
And just kind of jumped at the opportunity to do a film in Italy.
Yeah, excellent. Well, all I can say is I was surprised, intrigued and engaged with this film. So congratulations.
Thank you.
It's really important to see a woman director doing it in this way, Australian, Italian, back and forth and cross-cultural connections, I suppose.
Yes.
Makes it really unique.
The audience can sort of have an experience of being in Italy for an hour and a half watching this film and tune into contemporary Italy as well, because I think in Australia we don't know so much about what's happening in Italy now and what it's really like for people in their 20s, 30s, 40s that are sort of confronting this challenging moment, being part of Europe, being in deep crisis as well. So I think it's interesting for an Australian audience to enjoy the good things but also experience the reality of Italy too right
There's
now.
There's those subtleties in there that, you know, are really important. So that is an interesting time. But thank you so much for speaking to us.
Thank you so
about
much,
the space between. Let me check out the dates, make sure I get this right. It's this Friday, I believe, is the opening night.
16th.
And it will be playing, you've got the launch, a 7:15 launch party. You've got an hour to, you know, meet and greet. Well,
drink the
informally,
wine.
Drink the wine.
From the region.
Oh,
we've
really?
Got the Livia Fanuca wine, which is from there.
Cool,
And is in the film.
Oh, that's nice. That's good. And then watch the space between. So there'll be a Q&A at the Kino on the Saturday, though, the next day.
Yes.
So not a Q&A for Friday.
No.
No time. You've got to run out and have the meal, don't you, really?
Exactly.
Well, thanks so much for speaking to us, Ruth Borgabella.
Perfect.
You must
You'll
get
be speaking
really
Italian
sick
soon.
Of that. So much. You must get sick of that. But thank you for speaking to us here on Broad.
Thanks so much, Sonia.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sisters. You've been listening to this Broad podcast here on Joy 94.9. Don't forget to tune in to us Monday nights at 9 p.m. on Joy for feminism in your ears.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.